Now, today we're going to talk about wellness trends. Some I subscribe to, some I don't. But I've been taking up the cold water immersion lately, and I just want to know how beneficial that is for me. Or does it cause harm? I don't know. But is there any evidence actually justifying why I go into an ice bath? I know that early ocean morning swims, now that is nothing to do with ice because the water is warmer than the outside temperature. But to find out about ice baths, I've reached out to the University of South Australia researcher, Dr. Ben Singh, who was involved in a literature review on the subject. He joins me now. How are you, Ben?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
That's a pleasure. Now, did your meta-analysis reveal any possible health benefits associated with cold water immersion?
Yeah, as you said, it's quite a trend at the moment. It's extremely popular. So we wanted to look at the evidence, and we know there's a lot of evidence to say that it's beneficial for elite athletes and people doing high-level sports. But we wanted to look at the general population, so just the average person, and whether it's beneficial. And we found generally there weren't sort of as extensive benefits as we initially thought. But one thing that was interesting based on the evidence is that cold water immersion and cold showers can actually help improve stress. And what was interesting is that it tended to reduce stress about 12 hours after having the cold water immersion. So if you're having a cold shower or an ice bath first thing in the morning, then generally that evening, you'll have a lot lower stress levels than if you didn't. So the effects might not be immediate, but sort of about 12 hours later, particularly for stress.
Wow. So you have to kind of gather when you're going to be stressed and have a nice bath 12 hours before.
Yeah, and it's very individual. I mean, we also looked at other benefits such as immunity, so people's immune system and their mental health, whether it helps reduce symptoms of anxiety and depression. And generally, there wasn't a strong evidence for that. It seemed to be mainly it helps with stress reduction.
Oh, okay. But
again, it's very individual. Like you said, some people just love going out for their ocean dips in the cold water, whether it is how cold it is. It sort of depends on the temperature that day.
It depends if you're in South Australia or Sydney.
Yeah, and that's, again, very individual on the person. So for them, it might just be about getting into nature, getting into the water, and that might be a perfect way to start their day. But at this stage, I think because, as you mentioned, it's a trend. It's a pretty recent trend as well. It's becoming extremely popular. And a lot of the research just hasn't been conducted yet. So maybe in the next sort of 12 to 24 months, we'll see a lot more evidence into why it's beneficial. But certainly there's people all over social media who say how important it is for their daily wellness and their wellness routine. And again, if you're someone that sort of enjoys a cold shower or an ice bath and you find that it does help you, then certainly continue with it.
Right. So what about the elite athletes? Why does it help them and not just ordinary us?
Yeah, so for the elite athletes, it's more mainly for recovery after sort of high intensity training events or sporting events. It helps sort of their muscles recover and helps with muscle soreness. But for the general population, when we looked at sort of stress, immunity, mental health, again, it might just be a case that it's a new area of research and there isn't too much research out there. But I think what was important is when we looked at the research to say exactly what people need to be doing to benefit, it seems as if you take a cold shower or an ice bath between sort of 15 to 20 degrees for at least 30 seconds seems to be the optimal benefit. And again, it doesn't have to be sort of under the cold shower for 30 minutes. Just starting off with 30 seconds at a minimum and then gradually building up seems to be the most effective and the safest approach for people who want to start.
Okay, so 15 to 20 degrees isn't that cold. So you don't have to go down to 5.
Yeah, so again, that's a starting point. So definitely you don't want to start off excessively cold. So start off at around 15 to 20 and then over time gradually just reduce it. So you might be getting it down to around sort of 10 degrees. But again, there's no rush. We don't want people to immediately hop into that extremely cold temperature. It's about starting off at a sort of a temperature that you can tolerate for about 30 seconds and then gradually reducing. And based on the evidence, that seems to be the most effective approach to start.
Right. Did you find any differences with gender on how people, like if, you know, some temperatures are better suited for males and some for females at all? Was that any study in that?
We didn't look at gender in particular, but again, we did find that there was a lot of individual variation. So again, it's there's no sort of one size blanket approach that fits everyone. It depends. Some people might love their ice bath, so they might actually like plunging their whole body into their bath. Some people might just love the shower approach because it's more convenient for them. They can do their morning shower and just have that cold exposure as well. So again, it's very individual, and it's about sort of trying out the different approaches to see what fits best in your daily wellness routine.
Mm-hmm. And did you find any harmful side effects from using cold water immersion?
No, so again, there's sort of that initial shock that you get if you do hop into something that's sort of much too cold that you're not accustomed to. So if you're immediately jumping into an ice bath that's sort of 5 degrees or 7 degrees, then again, you do get that initial shock. That's why it's best to start at slightly warmer temperatures and then over sort of the course of a couple of weeks, just gradually get colder and colder. That seems to be the best way because we know if people start and they find it extremely uncomfortable and they can't tolerate it, then they're probably not going to continue it long term. So just a gradual start seems to be the best approach. But in terms of long term effects, again, because as you mentioned, it's quite a new trend. Some of the longer term research just isn't published yet. So it's definitely a watch this space. And then in the next 12 to 24 months, we'll get a bit more idea of some of the longer term benefits and potential risks as well.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Singh, for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
And that was University of South Australia researcher Dr. Ben Singh joining me to chat about the potential health benefits of cold water immersion and ice baths. So if you want to hear more of that, 2scr.com is where we'll hear the full story again. Looks like it's pretty inconclusive. Does that mean we keep doing it or we don't bother? I don't know. If it feels good, do it, I suppose. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. Or, you know, I think it's good to breathe through it and then you get that breathing and then you get used to cold water. I don't know. What do you think? 0468 441073. If you've got a thought on that, if you do it, if you have a cold shower regularly every morning, does it help you? Does it help you de-stress 12 hours later?